You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the Swallows are here.
Hello.
We need a digital board. Click.
Yeah.
Now those chains.
You're the digital board.
Try to remember everything. Finally getting to that.
I am. I have been diligently working all morning. I got lists, I got things. I got stuff. I'm hot for the Christmas cards right now.
Everyone is.
Trying to get all the patrons taken care of. And
you still have a brand new phone you need to set up.
Still have to set up that damn phone.
Because you don't have Podbean on here, dude.
How to write a riddle? How do you write a riddle?
Let's
for
do
a
it right
gift?
Now. What do you got? They will never listen to this, so they won't know what's in their present. Okay, that's good. So basically, what's up is your mom wants a riddle that will lead to the contents. The answer is the contents of the package.
Right.
Okay, so we need a riddle that will lead you to guessing inside a package. There's going to be an ice bucket, two bottles of wine, two glasses,
and chocolates.
Now,
there's three total. So I thought if we could start out like.
Does it have to be like dead on? Does he have to guess all those things?
No, I don't think so. But kind of just a roundabout, right? Like, such pretty packages are these. What could be these gifts of three?
Oh, okay, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you're doing it different than I.
What were you gonna do?
No, you keep going on your gen.
I don't know. That's all I got as far as I am.
I would start with like a general, like, what would you need to get the relief? Maybe they're all in these package three. And then, because then your mind is already thinking, okay, I'm going to get some kind of a relief thing to put them, because they got to be on
the right vein.
You know, mm-hmm. Because the ultimate thing is this whole thing is all around a spa day and all the things to have a great spa day.
Right.
So you want them thinking.
Well, yeah. So the first box is the big box, which has the ice bucket, the wine, the glasses, and the chocolate.
Right.
And then the medium box has the robes, his and her robes.
Right.
And then the third box is the gift certificates.
Exactly. Right.
Which to is go. Right.
So I like the how pretty are these boxes three thing, but you know.
Yeah, no, I'm in.
Because at the same time,
I'm in.
It's like, do you want to be super vague or more literal?
What?
Like, I hold things cold to keep this chilled so you can drink out of these. And eat these and get filled. You know what I mean? Or something like that, which, I mean, basically describes all four of those things.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Right. That's good.
Good
Hello,
thing
everybody.
Good thing we're recording. What's
Absolutely.
Up, Scooter in Chile?
We are trying
that
to
Shell?
Come up
Shelly?
With...
Shelly?
I don't know.
Is that a Shelly?
She texted in. I can't see. It's too small.
Oh. I don't know how to make it bigger.
My old eyes can't see that.
I wonder if we can make a font bigger. For both of our old eyes.
Well, I wear glasses.
Well, fine.
You don't.
So, what does mom want?
Anything. She's got nothing. That's why she's come to us.
Okay.
But I like what you just did there.
Yeah.
Because I thought that about the robes, right? Like, how do you... Yeah. You know.
Something like...
Keeps you fuzzy and warm, you know?
Well, you wouldn't want to say after a dip.
There's one for you and there's one for her.
Yeah.
Or him.
Let's see. Well, they say, what's his and her couples? His and her robes. You wouldn't want to say anything like his and her, which would give it away. Like, after a cool dip or after a... Throw me over your shoulders and walk me to the patio.
No. No. And then the, I don't know. So
his and hers
relax
best.
Come up with a rhyme for some gifts.
When there's wool around your chest.
No.
Very good.
Why do we have
switch? Hey, Brad, what's going on? I'm just patriotic this morning.
That's right.
That's right in the playlist. We ran out of elevator music.
You're funny.
So we better write something. I mean, we just come up with something super cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them to have to spend 10 minutes trying to figure it out. You want them to read it and go, oh, this is an ice bucket and the wine, and which is gonna be tough.
Yeah.
To get them to guess all four things. But
well, you don't have to guess, but something. You know
something. We've got to be able to get them to pull at least a couple. Mm-hmm. I like my I hold. I'm a thing to hold, keep things cold,
yeah.
Something like that.
Wait, it's good.
It's recorded.
Yeah, that's good. We'll have to listen to it.
But
what's up, Brad? Are you ready for tomorrow? It's gonna be great. Brad's coming with us. Cut down a Christmas tree.
Oh my God, we need to make our list.
What list?
A list of what we need for tomorrow.
Okay, what do we need?
Whiskey. A saw. Because we gotta have our. We need to get hand warmers today. We have a very busy day.
Yes, we do. Christmas tree adventure.
Adventure list. Down.
Right?
I can see just like a cartoon. Remember that from the 80s cartoon?
Yes.
Christmas tree adventure list.
Bring. It's going to be so fun.
You got
fun.
Your saw already? Ready? Ready, Freddy?
You better have a saw. You better have boots.
You got to have your boots.
You gotta have your hat.
You're gonna have to have your hat.
And your gloves.
Gonna need your gloves.
And your hand warmers.
Now, this may sound silly. Make sure you have sunglasses.
Yes, sunglasses.
Sunglasses are very important.
It's so bright up there.
It is so bright. That snow is so white.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the camp stove.
Oh yeah, we're gonna. And what about the? We'll take a little table.
The table.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we need a tarp and a moving blanket and the straps to strap this baby to the roof of our
right.
Little cube.
Right. You gotta be careful with your straps.
Why?
Because you tore the rubber.
Oh, that's why I don't know. What's better? Was it better to stress the rubber inside the door or the rubber on the round the window?
Right. Inside the door.
I agree.
Yeah.
But next time that won't happen because leather, we'll take some pieces of leather and put it between the straps so that when the strap's coming down, it'll slide on the leather and not on our rubber.
All right.
Yep. Leather, straps, leather. Did you put it down? Yep. That's a little buffer. Rope. No, I don't use rope. I use tie-down straps because I don't. Because we don't
He's
have
got
a rack.
Truck.
Oh, he has a truck.
He's got a truck.
Fancy truck, man.
Big old truck.
Truck.
Sean wants truck.
But I don't want a big truck.
Nah.
I want a mid-sized truck.
Just a little truck.
A little truck. I don't even
little
want a four-door.
Truck.
I don't even want a four-door.
No.
I would like the extended cab, maybe that has a little half door
that
on
has
one
a little
side.
Seat in the back.
Yeah, little seat in the back. But I don't want a four-door pickup. Nope. Then
ain't gonna do it.
A bunch of people think they can ride with you in your truck.
And then want you to help them move.
Can you ride in the back of a truck anymore?
Oh, we did.
I know, I did a lot. Is
we
it legal?
We sit on the side, not the wheel
I know.
Up, but on the side.
I was doing that one time and I was holding on between the cab.
Oh, it smashed your fingers.
It did bad. I only did that once.
Yeah, you but only do
only
it once.
Only did it once, yeah. I watched
That's
someone
horrible.
Else do it and I didn't tell them.
Tie downs.
Good.
That's
yeah.
Tie downs.
I'm pretty manly. I tie that stuff down. I've tied down a few things before.
I need the percolator.
Oh, coffee, percolator.
Perk.
Someone on the adventure had mentioned after tree cutting Bloody Marys.
I like that.
So are we coming back to this house and just having a party?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to send some emails and find out. Some of them have children.
Well, they can drive them home.
the children can drive them home?
Children party?
Yeah, they party.
Totally. Just don't look around.
I know, I thought that today when John came in. I thought, what does he think about this place?
I'm not ashamed of it. It's in not like, it's not pornography, but it is X-rated.
It's art.
It's art. It's under the confines of art. We need some paintings.
The human body is art.
It is. But I would love to have like some of those velvet paintings.
Those are just butt cheeks.
Brad, do you remember those velvet paintings when we were kids? Just like the outline on the black velvet.
Yes, I saw.
Remember those? I loved those. My dad had like the whole set. Yeah, we need some of those. Classic.
Something.
Anyway.
My favorite's still in the bathroom.
Tell them not to look around. Tell the kids not to go to the bathroom.
Don't go to the bathroom.
Go outside. All right,
that's
what else?
Funny.
Hats. Definitely
hats.
Bring some hats all over my grandparents' house. Yep, for sure. Did they have an oil lamp, too, with the lady?
The lady, and it dripped down?
Yeah.
The wires?
I've seen the woman by herself, and the ones my parents had were the one they were embracing, the man and woman nude.
Yeah, they were.
They were doing a nude embrace.
They were embraced deeply.
Man,
embraced.
Where do you think you could find one of those?
I don't know.
I've looked the around auction. Sometimes a little bit. I never see anything like that. I go every Sunday. I'll be there this Sunday. Come with me, Corbett Oxen. I'll be there, 9:30.
Yeah.
What time you work?
9.
Now you work at 9?
Yeah.
I'll be there at 9.
Yeah.
Because Shayna has to be at work at 9, 8:50.
8:55.
55. And then it only takes me 5 minutes to get there. I'm going to email you guys a picture of a classic that I found that was hanging in my grandparents' bedroom. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see this.
Do you have that picture?
My grandmother had a full, she had Michael Jackson posters all over her bedroom. And on the back of her door, she had a full size of the door. And I think it was Apollo Creed. I should look it up. But it was a black guy completely nude.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Just oiled up shiny. And I thought it was Apollo Creed.
That's funny.
But she loved that poster. It was on the back of her door. Michael Jackson.
I think
Jackson.
It's great that your grandma loved naked black men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think my grandpa was real happy about it.
Well, he lived in the basement and had women friends.
Oh, yeah. At that time, he lived in a trailer house. So they both lived in the same trailer park. And
they were married.
They were married still. And so they say you pull in the trailer park and there's three lanes or four lanes, whatever. Grandma lived in lane one and my grandfather lived in lane three. Two different trailers. They never lived in the same house, my dad said, as long as he remembered. They lived in the same house, but they never cohabitated. My grandpa always had his own place in the basement or his own little house area where he could bring chicks. And then when they moved to the trailer place, I don't know how long they lived there. I don't remember.
How funny. That's crazy.
Yeah. Life is weird. You know, there's big gaps in my memory of where they lived and where they were. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I kind of only remember him in that old folks trailer park, but it's always been an old folks trailer park.
Right.
So they wouldn't have been there always. But I think they were kind of old when I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they
have. They were old parents.
I always remember everyone was really old.
Yeah.
My Aunt Maybelle would give me haircuts. I swear she cut my ear every time. She would get mad. I'd be like, how are you cutting me? Shut up. And then she would cut me more, I think.
She'd cut you more.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think so.
Well.
Well?
That's weird.
What?
The whole thing.
Yeah. Old people?
No. Living, being married to someone and not living with them. And then hiding from them when they come to your house. Because he would hide from her.
He would. We'd see her coming. Oh my God, here she comes. Because my grandma was a weirdo. She was a complete weirdo. She kept herself completely covered from head to toe all the time. If she went outside, she wore that vinyl coat then that went all the way down to her freaking, you know, mid calf.
Mm-hmm.
And it was buttoned up all the way up the front. And she had on white gloves, big giant dark sunglasses. She'd have the wrap around her head like silk cloth all tied up. And then she would have a hat on, some sort of plastic bonnet, if not a whole thing like a freaking beekeeper or something. And then and an umbrella. Always. And she's walking her polyester pants. They're like 3 inches too short. You know what I mean? A bug would fly right up their pants. Grandma.
Right.
And then he'd see her coming. He'd be like, oh, shit. Hide. Turn the lights off. It's like, it's the middle of the day. Turn off the TV. I don't want her to see us. And we'd just sit there. And she'd knock on it. Jagger. Hey, come on. I know you're in there. I'm not in here. I'm pretty sure you're in there. Then she'd go away.
I watched that show this morning at the, oh my God, who was on there? It was always God. George Burns.
Oh yeah, George Burns.
George Burns.
Yeah, and he had the variety show.
Yeah, and that lady, freaking hilarious.
Was she?
Hilarious. Yeah, absolutely. It was so great.
What was her name?
I think it was Anna Maybell. I think. I can't remember. But she was kind of dingy.
Okay.
But she was freaking hilarious. Like, she calls out to him, Mr. Burns, are you in there? And he's like, no, I'm not in here. She's like, oh, he's not in there. And the guy's like, well, who did I just hear? And she goes, well, I don't know. If Mr. Burns isn't in there, you just never can tell who's in there. It was funny. She was funny.
The George Burns Show, Bernadette?
No.
Is that her?
No.
What does she look like?
Well, she's super cute, but her name was her name, just like his was his.
Oh.
It wasn't, but it was a whole group of them. I want to say it was Annabelle May. I don't know.
Judy Meredith?
Nope.
I don't know. Did it look like any of them? Interesting. Well, we'll have to try and catch it. What channel was it on?
He was super young. I don't even know.
George Burns. It's funny. I didn't know he had a show. I guess I'd heard that he had a show, but maybe when I was a kid. I don't really know.
I never even knew he had a show. And the whole time he had a cigar in his mouth the entire time.
Really?
So George Burns and Grace Allen show.
Grace Allen. I guess he always smoked. I guess smoking was good for you back then.
I guess.
Yeah. Nah. It made you healthy.
It killed them too.
Okay. If you say so. He lived to be like 100.
I know, and he smoked the entire time. Really funny. They're really funny. I was shocked. It was a good one, and I thought, because sometimes you watch those old, you know, kind of.
No, they're all good
sitcoms. Well, sometimes they're really dry, or it's like, okay. Yeah. But this one was pretty.
Well,
funny.
Yeah, Marv Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Merv, a really good show. what other ones? The Cher, Sonny and Cher was great, and then Cher did a show by herself, right?
I have no
idea. There was another show we watched that was really good.
Yeah, but so those again, there were so many of them. Where's Dewey Cox show? I mean, come on. What was
Dewey
that?
Cox.
What was that guy's name?
I'm Dewey Cox, and I'm no longer mainlining heroin. Ever.
Have a Cox sausage in your mouth in the morning.
I can't promise. Never. That's a great movie.
What was his movie after? What was his name? Black? Johnny Cash? What was his name?
Who? Walk the Line?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because Johnny Cash had a sitcom.
He had a TV show. Yes, he did. Johnny and June.
It wasn't a sitcom. It was a variety show.
Johnny and June. Heck yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The greatest love song ever written.
Yeah.
The love greatest love story.
I don't know.
Johnny and June.
But that one was kind of boring compared to this one.
Well, it was a different kind of show. I think that was a more country show. This is probably a more raunchy show.
It wasn't raunchy.
Well, in those days.
It was good. It was funny. Not slapstick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Well, now I got to see it.
I know. She's funny.
We'll have to look it
she's
up.
She's pretending to be, this boy does yard work for him. So she's pretending to be his mom because his parents don't live there. And they're rich and they have a mansion and a swimming pool and all this stuff. And so he's like, I want my girlfriend to think, you know, I told her this was my house because she saw me here. And she's like, I will pretend to be your mom. And so the girl shows up at her house and is like, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, whatever his last name is. And she's like, Mrs. Who? And she says like 3 times and she goes, oh no, I'm Mrs. Burns. And she goes, well, aren't you Jimmy's mom? And she goes, oh yeah, I am. And she goes, but you don't have the same name. She goes, oh, I know, only through marriage. Come on. I mean, it was so funny. She's just so funny. Huh. I thought it was great. And everyone, like, she was just so funny. And I think the other lady on the show was Betty Flintstone.
Really?
I think
the voice of Betty Flintstone?
One of them on there was one of them on the Flintstones. Voice. Because she, you know that giggle she had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been Betty.
Yeah. And I was just like.
I love the Flintstones.
Oh my gosh.
We got a few people that joined. It looks like Mike and Jester and 1234.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up, you guys? Thanks for coming in. Make sure to give us a follow.
Yeah.
If you want on the Christmas card list, everything swallow podcast.
Yeah. Gmail. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I was doing.
You got till 5 o'clock today.
I was doing the mailing list today.
Ow, I hit myself. 5 o'clock today.
You deserve it because you can't not touch it. You
I gotta
snap
touch
at me
my
and
mic,
tell
yeah.
me not to do stuff, but you.
I can't stop touching my mic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear me touching
Whatever.
My mic.
Whatever. Sometimes you can.
Unless I hit myself in the face.
Like
I just
that.
Did.
Anyways, we're mailing out Christmas cards. If you want one from us, you never know what's going to be inside of it. Email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, because they're going out Monday or so, right?
Yeah.
Got to put all this crap together. Got to put do it together. Put it together.
Got to get it out of here.
Got to get it out of here,
get
man.
Get it going. Get it out.
They say that the dates to get everything in the mail is going and coming quickly.
Oh, I already told everybody that the other day.
I don't know what it is.
I can't
just,
remember.
Just do it this week.
Do it this week.
Get We're up shit. To like 60, huh?
Probably more than that
oh,
now.
Oh, balls.
We were at 60 and now.
How many stamps are in a thing?
I don't know. We can get a whole sheet.
20.
No, there's more in a roll.
Oh, yeah, we want a roll.
We want a roll.
Yeah, where do you get those
or
rolls?
Or sheets. We'll probably get sheets because they're the Christmas stamps.
No, yeah, but.
It's the same. It's the same. Who buys more stamps, me or you?
You do, but.
Yeah. Don't question my stamp.
A roll ability. Just seems more efficient to have a lot more stamps.
Well, there's a lot of stamps in a roll.
What's cool about it is that we have got all kinds of different Christmas cards.
I know.
That we have been collecting for years and years and years.
Everything that we have not, like the leftovers.
All those leftovers, like you buy a 24-pack, but you only send out 12 cards or yeah. 16 cards. Yeah. So you got all those extra. Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff. You got big ones, little ones, ones that are horizontal, ones that are vertical.
Yeah.
Some that are Easter.
I'm going to need stickers.
What the hell kind of stickers are you going to need?
Christmas stickers.
For where?
Christmas.
To do what?
To stick on shit.
Where are you going to stick said Christmas stickers, man?
On the Christmas cards.
Oh, like to seal them? Oh, yeah. To do that little thing at the end? Because we don't want to lick them because people have our DNA. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm using a sponge. I'm going to lick
I
the sponge.
I wish that we had our S in our wax stamp.
Can't we go get
but
one?
But I think, don't you think that'd get broken off in the mail?
No.
It's not hand carried like it was back in the day.
Back in the day? Yeah. I don't have any idea.
Yeah. Huh.
We just wouldn't put a whole ton of wax. Did you guys hear that? The car, that's Bigfoot.
That's a Sasquatch.
Oh my God. Countdown. What's the date today? Today is the 6th.
You yeah. want a Sasquatch?
You got to sign up for Medicare by tomorrow.
I
know.
Do?
That, no, you don't.
I do. Do I qualify?
Not you. I'm not pointing at
what?
You. I'm just saying I have seen enough. I am so ready for this Medicare deadline to be over.
It's never over. It just starts over again.
No, no. Well, so then on December 8th, they're going to be like, don't forget, December 7th, 2020, your deadline.
Yes.
If you if you hate the insurance, you just signed up for yesterday.
You have time.
364 days. Plan accordingly.
To get off that shit.
I am so over all those commercials. That's why people have cable. But I think there's still commercials on cable. Maybe just not all the same. The Wounded Warrior Saint Jude's Medicare.
Mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma. I'm suing for the other thing. There's another suing thing going on.
Yeah, and there's then, all the car crash lawyers.
I forgot there's one more that's all over it.
The dumb friends league?
Dumb friend. No,
the
no.
Old
no.
ladies in Russia
no.
who are starving.
Consumer cellular.
Consumer cellular.
Mr. Texty McTexterson over here.
Yeah, it's
oh,
funny.
I hate that.
That's
if I
funny.
Saw that old lady in a movie theater on her phone, I'm going to knock it out of her hand.
Yeah, right.
Because that's all the commercials, the consumer
Two
cellular commercials.
Cards.
irritates me. I got mine all set up. I like my flip phone.
I like rock and roll.
She's like, I like my rock, my music, rock and roll. She does that air guitar and she's walking down the street. Oh my God, no grandma's doing that. None.
I don't know. I'm going to be a grandma doing wild things, so.
I don't know. We're back to America the Beautiful.
America is beautiful.
I think, though, I'll get that consumer cellular as soon as I'm old enough.
Yeah, why not?
It's just a low rate.
It's so low.
I just get my same phone number.
They take care of you.
So I can even use my existing phone.
Yeah, even get a smartphone.
I have one.
Or I'll just have a flip phone.
Well, no. Maybe I'll go back to a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days that I had one of those dumb phones. And I would look at everybody's smartphone. They'd be all on Facebook and sending emails and looking at their MySpace pages.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, I want a smartphone. And then I got one. Man, I don't want one anymore.
You don't like it
I
no
want
more.
A flip phone. Yeah. I want to play Snake. I'm sorry, Mike. Pick any one of those products that you like.
Only if you're 55 and older.
Only if you're 55 and older and you need your new Medicare. And this is all happening while I'm watching Jerry Springer.
Right.
They're watching
Jerry Springer?
No, Grandpa watching Jerry Springer.
Well, you never know. It is interesting.
Yeah, I'm watching Cheaters, and then AARP comes on.
You're so funny. Oh, my gosh.
I know the schedule on channel 3.0.
Right. 3.1.
3.1.
3.1.
And 2.4. Then you flip over to chips. And then I understand why you start getting Medicare and the consumer.
Those are old shows.
Stuff. Yeah.
What else is on there? Barney Fife or whatever.
Barney Fife, exactly. Oh, my
That is great. That is fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Fantastic.
Check it out.
Check what out?
I want to do an interview with Bigfoot. So we need to get Bigfoot. If anyone out there knows Bigfoot, can get him on the phone. I heard he has a cell.
Do you have to use that new translation app that they're advertising on television?
The Babble.
The little girl that has the tablet and goes out to the reindeer?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's Babble, isn't it?
I don't think so.
And she goes... And the reindeer goes, "Hello, child."
Jesus, can you understand me? And it says it in reindeer
talk.
Yeah,
that's what I just said.
No, yours is like some African tribe.
Clicks and knocks.
Clicks and knocks.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing? What are you writing down? More people are writing in?
Yeah, more
Christmas
cards.
You're getting text messages. Hey, how you doing? I got your number off a bathroom wall that you're sending out Christmas cards. Here's my address. My name's Steve.
At least it's the Christmas card one and not the other one.
Oh, my gosh. You're a nut. Okay, well, if you're on the podcast right now and you're listening and you're not on the Christmas card list, you have literally 4 hours and 45 minutes. It's a countdown at this point.
It's a countdown. It's a Christmas card.
If you want us to send you a Christmas card with possibly a semi-nude photo of us in it. I was going to give out our freaking address of everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Did you hear me start giving our address out? Our address does not start with an 8.
That's funny. Who is that?
I don't know. Who's who?
Is that Amber Brad?
Amber is on and Brad's on.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's so
I want
funny.
Amber and Troy to do a pod. Is that?
Nope. That's Amber, yeah.
Amber. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I want to hear a good podcast from Code 3 on Mothman.
Mothman.
Tom will know. I'm sure Tom knows all about the Mothman.
I don't know about the Mothman.
I'm interested in the Mothman.
Why? What is he about? Tell
I don't
me.
Know. I don't understand. Because apparently there was a lot of sightings and then something happened. And I heard a reference to a fire on some bridge or silver something. And so then they all dried up, all the stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know exactly the whole history of the Mothman. I thought
Did
I would.
Did he eat them? Did he suck the life out of them?
I don't. See, now you're asking questions that I don't know. He got them real dusty because he was moth.
Oh.
He flew in. And he got,
that is horrible.
He left his moth dust everywhere.
They come from the dirt. So yeah. They are very dusty.
I don't know. I'm just curious about the Mothman.
Is that what the guy on
The Tick?
Yeah.
I know. I was reading your mind. I could tell. Now, yes, he was a moth.
Yeah, but that's their no relation?
No relation to the sidekick of The Tick.
Oh, I love
moth.
The Tick.
He didn't even refer to himself as a moth. He just was Howard or whatever.
No, that's not his name.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Mothman accidentally touched a bug zapper 5 years ago. That's what it was.
Mothman.
That's why he disappeared.
Gotcha.
He fell out of the sightings, have dropped off.
Oh.
Yeah. But I thought it would be cool to have those guys over at Code 3 give me a lesson on it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because that's a great podcast, too.
Great.
If you
podcast.
Like that kind of podcast, cryptology and cryptoids and cryptics and cricked on your neck and ghosts, ghost hunting. We're going to go with them and to the Mayans.
Yeah, let's do that.
To the Mayan theater. I think they're going to let us come along with them.
That'll be fun.
That'll be cool.
It's going to be late at night.
I'd love to encounter a ghost.
I'm telling you, there are ghosts at the Gothic Theater.
Well, let's find a way to get in there. Okay. With them. If we can get them in.
Yeah.
Then we have to go. They have to let us go. They can't not. Well, take my ball and go home.
Take your ball and go home.
Mm-hmm. Pretty lights. Thanks. What's she talking about?
Yeah. Moths.
Oh, the pretty lights. I'm like, what?
What are you talking about?
What?
You're cracking me up.
You're cracking me up.
It's Good Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I just completed the first full week of my new job.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
You know what? I'm mastering it.
I know.
You know what? I'm just mastering it.
Yep.
I'm doing a good job, and I'm just happy to be there.
The stuff.
It's relaxing at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm still just...
Yeah, you're new.
You know, I'm the new guy.
You're not the boss yet.
No, and I don't have any responsibility
at
all.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm just like, yeah.
Let's just get to hear them badger
stuff like,
each other.
That's what I'd have done. but I liked it. I like it so far.
Okay,
I'm going back on Monday.
Okay,
good. They asked me to come back on Monday, so I feel
that's
like
good.
I've done a good job.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I think I have probably 3 more days of work left.
Oh, really? This week only?
No, 4.
What? Why?
Because I picked up a Thursday.
Why do you keep adding days?
Well, I like them.
And, you do.
And it's a marathon.
It's a
and
marathon.
And we're almost there.
So do your commercial right now. Go buy your last minute Christmas stuff from St. Nick's.
Me? Do a commercial on St. Nick's?
Get in there.
Oh, come in and see us at St. Nick's.
We already did Consumer Cellular. It's the same group pretty much.
No.
And the AARP.
No. There's so...
Oh, there's a lot of older people.
Listen, it's
grandma,
really...
A lot of grandmas in there.
It is packed in there every day of the week now.
Yeah.
There's a line of, no, with everyone. And people, children. I saw a mom come through there the other day, and she had a double-wide stroller in there.
A double-wide stroller?
They sat next to each other.
Why would you do that? How do you get them in through a door?
I thought.
In that store.
How are you getting around
No,
here?
You're not. Yeah. You just park those kids in an open spot and walk. Just leave them there and come back later.
The store is for everyone. Yeah, Brad came in and it was
best
packed.
Best place ever.
Yeah, it is the best place ever. And that wasn't even packed. Like sometimes it's just a train of people. It's such a sight to see.
Yeah. It is. I came in Sunday.
Yeah.
And Sunday, it's crazy because I had to come get the checkbook for the auction.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't hardly get to. And you know what it was? It was a stroller. Somebody with a stroller with the park next to a tree. And then they're standing on the outside of the stroller.
Yep.
And then they got another kid that's like orbiting around mm-hmm. them. And then someone else.
That is the worst part. The parents that don't keep their kids with them.
Yeah.
That just let the 4-year-old just wander all by themselves because then they're a tripping hazard because
exactly.
you don't see them down there.
Do you ever have, in the time that you've worked there, heard anyone pulled the tree over? fallen down or pulled over a tree or
no.
thrown a kid into a tree?
No. No, but the big trees we secure to the walls. Lots of the trees we'll secure to the wall.
Right, like wire them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, because they're so loaded.
Right. Oh, yeah, a lot of weight.
Yeah, because you're only doing from the front. Tree. No.
You do the backsides too?
You do as far around as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just load that tree up. Mm-hmm. There'll be 500 ornaments on them. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And you start from the inside and work out.
That's crazy.
Because there's branches all the way into your tree.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, and they just hang on the tips of their tree.
I know.
Not us. We go all the way in because we're selling off of the tree.
Exactly.
And so you have to keep it loaded. But they're beautiful.
But that's something that you should all think about Absolutely. Right now. If you're decorating your tree, don't just hang it on the outside. Stick your arm in the middle of the tree and
well,
hang
look inside.
Hang and some ornaments
ones,
in there.
Yeah, hang inside of there. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Especially if you do like color themes like we would do.
I should videotape me. Decorating my Christmas
Our
tree.
Our Christmas tree?
Well, not the live one, because the live ones you have to decorate a little different than
but
the...
But those, you can still go into the branch
Yeah, but they
closer.
Don't... They don't hold... They have to be a light
They have to
ornament.
Be a different type
yeah,
of ornament.
Yeah, because the real ones, it'll just slide
You should.
Off.
You should. We should do it. You should do a Christmas decorating your tree
yeah.
101.
Because
it's
that's all
late.
I do.
I mean, we're already in the first week.
That's
Most people have it up already.
That's all I do is... Tell people how to decorate right. their tree. No, you start at the top. If you're going to put some filler in the middle,
yeah.
like some netting, you got to start in the middle while you're fluffing your tree out and put it
right.
in and
you
wrap your whole center post, fluff it
put
out.
Put that stuff
with,
in there.
Yeah, and then you go up to the top and you put your bows on, and you put your tree topper on, and you put your sprays in.
Okay, so here's the question I saw on Facebook today. Do you start with your lights at the bottom or do you start at the top?
Well, I start at the bottom.
You start at the bottom?
Yeah. Well, if you're wrapping your own tree,
yeah.
I would start at the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
I would start at the top.
Yeah. You could. It doesn't matter. See, the thing is your tree, depending on what size it is, it's coming in two or three pieces.
Right.
So you have to wrap those pieces essentially.
Individually, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter where
well,
you
no.
start.
Well, no. Okay, what about the real tree?
The real tree?
We're going to put lights on the real tree.
I would start at the top.
Right. Okay. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
because
about.
On a real tree, you're not like actively
wrapping
them
the
so
branches.
Tightly. You're
right.
just, ooh, can we put C9s on our tree?
I don't care. We have them.
I know. I love them.
Then that's another reason for us to get that big ass tree. Hey, Matt, he said, my wife laughed at my tree decorating. Looks like a kindergartner decorating.
I love that, though.
Does that mean that it's got all those little popcorn ornaments? And does anyone use the popcorn strings
Some
anymore?
Some people do. We still sell
you
them.
You sell them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that you sell them.
We still sell them.
Yeah, enter the live studio is enter here. Enter.
Hello.
Yeah, well, I have decorated the tree before and then had Shana come home and take it all off.
And redecorate it. Yeah.
So
But I would do that always. Like the kids would help me decorate
oh, yeah.
the tree and then I'd go
They'd
back
They'd go to
and
bed and then you would
it
undecorate
around.
It and
right.
put it all back.
Right.
Yeah. So you hit the area that was done by AMAC was just the area that needed to be redone or was up for criticism.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't criticize. I just go back and fix it.
Just fix it. Just take it all down.
Because yeah. it's fun and everyone decorates different. I'm a professional decorator, so my decorating is going to look different than yours.
It sure is. It sure
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and I'm way faster than you.
Yes, you are. Way faster.
Get that shit up.
Well, they were. That was just a debate, and I think it was a real tree debate. Like, where do you start with the lights?
Yeah, I would start at the top on a real tree.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get the biggest tree I can get. And
I
it's
want
six,
those new LED lights, this, though, that we have at St. Nick's.
This thick. It can be that thick.
Yeah.
6 inches.
Okay.
It's a big tree.
Do we need to take a ruler? You measure
no,
it?
No.
We got the tag?
We've got the tag
has
that has the ruler on it. It doesn't have to wrap
just has
around
to fit
it.
Around
it. It has to fit.
Right.
Has to fit.
Okay.
We're going to get the biggest tree we can get. I don't care if it's dragging on the ground behind the cube. Okay, another question. Did we talk about this when we put it on the car? Did we put trunk first?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to wrap it with
yeah.
something like a burlap or a
Yeah, you don't really
case.
Have to, though, because you just cut it off and then it reopens up all the...
Okay. The pores?
Yeah, it's not like a rose.
But it won't fill it full of air? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, you did. No, because like a rose, it'll send an air bubble up.
Right, okay.
This has to... Work its way through.
The whole tree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Criticism, I think, was the word of the day. Okay. Well, this is all good to know. I'm excited. So we have got a
Brad
lot of tree
Brad is looking
now.
For the biggest tree ever.
Yeah, so I'm doing the same thing, Brad. You've got a permit, and you can get 6 inches. That's 6 inches wide from one side to the other. It's got a little ruler.
My hourly rate, Brad, is $75 an hour.
So imagine that is like that big around. I mean, that's a big freaking tree.
Yeah, that's a big tree.
That's bigger than that Gatorade bottle.
Is it?
Hell yeah, it is. That Gatorade bottle's probably 4 inches.
Nah.
I guarantee.
Listen, you're a guy.
Eat my shorts. Yep.
Nope.
No, you're not doing it right, nerd. That's not how it's done.
You wrap it around.
6 inches. Hold that ruler up to that thing. Six. No, not anymore.
All right. 6 inches.
6 inches. We're going to stop at the... So what? When, Brad, since you're here, Shane and I are debating how big 6 inches is. Measure from the balls, Josh said. When we go up there, before we get actually into tree cutting, they will stop you on the road and make sure you have a permit before you go into the tree cutting area.
Where's that?
What?
The bottle.
It's right there by the microwave.
It blends in.
And then at that point, we can ask some questions. But I also think we should stop at the fire station.
Yeah, well, and Santa's not there.
How do you know?
Because I'm pretty sure he's only there on opening weekend.
Nah, but we can look up the schedule and find out. Brad, have you looked up the schedule and see? The kind of trees that are up there. Someone is asking.
There's all kinds of trees.
Cool Quincy's. There's pines. There's they're not ponderosa pines.
They might be. What? I got nothing. You got everything.
Well, yeah. You look up yours and I'll look up mine. I'm pretty sure that they're just your good old-fashioned piney trees. But I got off track. Oh, there's a schedule. I know that there is a schedule. Tree cutting of when Santa is going to be there. And we should... Well, it's not like we can do anything about it
they
now.
They might...
But
I think it is ponderosa pine, Douglas firs. There's a mix. That's what they're. And that's it, because the ponderosa pine is the pokey one, and the Douglas firs are the ones we usually bring back.
Oh, right.
But maybe we should do the other one.
Like what?
The ponderosa pine. The needlier one. Let me get the
We always one. Get the softer one. The,
yeah, yeah.
The lighter green one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to find out. Here we go. Here, I'm there. Wet Feather Lakes, Buffalo Creek, Elk Cutting... Myrna, Christmas Tree. I don't know when Santa's going to be there now.
See, this is the one we always get. And so we should get the other one.
Show me.
That's the one we always get.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's the other one? I'm telling you, Santa is only up there at the day after Thanksgiving, when you go up that weekend, he's up there.
Oh, man. Blue spruce needles hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frasers? Frasers. That's what Cool Quincy is asking. Could there be Frasers?
I don't know. Mostly just the two types when we go up there. That's all you
Sold
really see.
Sold out, information, notes on site. Come on, when's Santa going to be there? Doesn't say. What are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just reading.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Even though Santa's not going to be there, we should still stop there because I'm sure they're going to have frickin'...
What's that fire department up there?
Buffalo Creek. That's the South Fork, North Fork, something like that.
North Fork Fire.
Something like that, I thought.
Department?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways. It'll be fun.
It don't matter. If Santa's not there, I'm going to wear my Santa hat. And then if we get up there and Santa's not there, then everyone can sit on my lap and take a picture.
Yes. Sit on your face and take a picture.
Yes. The South Platte Ranger District website information. South Platte. Yeah. Sorry. No Santa.
No Santa.
That's all right. Still a lot of trees. Still going to be very cool. I know that everyone appreciated listening to us search on our phones.
Oh, yeah. And you still are. Get off.
Stop. Quit it.
Come on. Get off.
Oh, quit it.
You quit it.
Stop now.
You're the one on there.
I'm on it. I'm looking at it. I'm off.
There you go.
Yep, I think Frasers also. is that there's three types of trees.
I don't have any idea.
Well, we need to learn our trees.
We're going to find out when we get up there.
Brad said he's a big guy. Oh, he's going to sit on my lap. Get ready.
He is a big guy. He is tall. How tall are you, Brad? Like 6'5"? Well, you're not tall.
Wow. Brad is 6'5"?
I think Brad's probably 6'5".
Well, what am I, like 6'3"?
I'm 5'5".
Probably a little shorter than him.
I think I was like right...
6'6"?
Yeah, see?
Snap.
Yeah.
That's tall.
He's sitting right on your face, buddy.
Hey, no, it's not. Well, he is. I retract my Santa lap offer for Brad. Nobody's sitting on my lap
It'll
now.
It'll be like that scene in Elf when he sits.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Will
That's
Ferrell
exactly.
sits on Papa Elf's lap.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I look like Bob Newhart under Bob, Brad. Exactly.
Funny.
Well, I'm pretty sure the fire station is still going to be open and they'll have hot cocoa and crap like that. They usually always do. And we're going to go see.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, we're going to stop
if
there
I'm
anyways.
If I'm right and there's nothing there.
I don't want to hear. Don't even say Brad sitting on my face. Don't say it.
I was going to say, what do I get?
Yeah. No, you get nothing. Nothing.
Come on. I should get things for being right all the time.
You get things. You get to be right all the time. That's the thing. That's what you get. Did you put hand warmers on the list?
I did.
Are you put the hand warmer? Did you put the toe warmer on the list? Those are two different warmers.
Two different warmers.
Yeah. Hey, a hand warmer won't fit in my boot, but a toe warmer will.
Yeah.
Because it's cylindrical. It's a cylindrical
really?
Warmer.
Is it 6 inches?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. Shut up. It's as long as my arm.
I love it. I love it. I'm glad today is Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's been a great week.
That's great. Must be shorter than Sean to sit on his lap.
Yes. That's right. I'm a ride.
That's why you like midgets.
Oh, yes. It is.
Oh, little people.
That's right. You rude.
Rude.
Stop being rude to the little people.
Team up, people.
I need a little person in my life.
You do.
I do. It would be great. I don't know.
I think it's fun when they come into St. Nick's.
Do you?
Yeah, because I want to
see. An elf.
Are you an elf?
Yeah.
You're an
they
elf.
They get mad, probably.
You're an angry elf. Josh gets to sit on your lap.
Velocity Traptor just entered. Josh, I think Josh is about my height. We're a little shorter.
Josh is shorter than
okay,
you.
Okay, so he can sit on my lap. Johnny cannot.
Johnny cannot.
See, perfect.
Johnny is bigger than you.
Velocity? Is that how you say that? V-E-L-O-C-I?
I don't know. I can't see that little
V-E-L-O-C-I?
One.
V-E-L-O-C-I?
I can barely see what they're saying.
Velocity tapped her. Oh, he tapped her.
V-T-V-Tap.
V-T-H. Is in the house.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, so that's the rule. If you're shorter than me, you can sit on my lap when I'm dressed as Santa.
Oh.
Well, no, at any time.
I'm getting you a whole costume before we go up there tomorrow.
You
I gotta
get
go.
Busy. You gotta go to Joanne's.
I gotta go. I gotta get started.
I like the raptor.
Like the raptor.
Yeah. Velociraptor. Velocitraptor. That's what it is. Velocitraptor.
I love it.
I dig it. It's sneaky.
Sneaky.
That's a play on words. You good at riddles? We have a riddle.
Yeah, we have a riddle.
That we need to write.
We need to write a riddle for my mom's Christmas
gifts. A three-part
gifts.
Riddle that describes what's inside the box
Each
so
box.
That person can guess the riddle and guess what's in the
right.
box.
So what is the riddle?
Starting with an ice bucket.
Riddle me this. that's exactly right.
Yes, I love it. Okay, riddle time. There once was a lady. Oh, there once was a boss who got a box. And guess what was in it was his task.
What?
Oh, ever. Juicier peas in. Yep. It's the juicier of the two peas. This is juicier
pea. Juicy pea. That is not a dry
juicer
one.
Juicer pea. Juicer
a juicy one.
Yeah, juicer.
Scam likely. Oh. Look at this. My scam likely number was +00000000.
They're calling from outer space.
That is.
How's that a phone number?
Because.
I told you to break it off with your boyfriend. I see his number on your phone all the time. Scam. That's a weird name, Scam. What is he from?
It's short for Cam.
It's short for Cam? I figured he was from Kansas or Nebraska, and his full name was Scamper.
Scamper. Yes. Scamper. He lives in a camper.
You just call him Scam for short. My pal. Your boyfriend. Tell him to quit calling me.
Quit calling me, boyfriend.
Quit calling me. Susie, what's going on, Susie? How are you? Are you good at riddles? And does my wife's boyfriend scam likely? Does he call you, Mr. Scamper? Yeah, he's calling everybody, from
he's
what I understand.
He's calling everyone.
He's a man whore.
He's a whore.
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 Yes, he is.
Okay, where did I write that down?
I don't know. You write things down so you don't lose them, and then you ask me where you've written them.
It's in my book. It's not lost. It's just in here. It's just there. It is. I found it. I didn't turn far enough.
Make sure if you're new and you're just popping in, you give us a follow. Woo. We're the best podcast you could hear.
How can you leave me a message from there?
Scamp from Canada or
should
wherever he called from?
Should
yeah.
See what it is?
Sure.
Let's see what it is.
I bet you that they have revoked your social security number, and you need to call. Because there are 32 infractions on you. He called me too, you know.
And now I don't got one from there. Weird. What time is it?
Mine says.
There's a different one.
John Rollo. Yeah, well, because I've got the talk to text or the email thing. What is that?
Oh, this is great.
What is it?
Forgiveness program that may lower or eliminate your monthly student loan payments. If you would like,
when did you get a student loan?
I don't know.
Questions about the programs available.
Oh shit!
I don't have one.
Give us a call at 702.
I love it. I don't have a student loan. Man, it's crazy. Can I just get people's phone numbers and start calling them?
Yeah, it's called a phone book.
Should we listen to this one?
No. What is that one?
This is Allie.
Oh, is she going to be drunk?
Okay, so this is a message that you put on speakerphone for Sean and you.
What?
And you're going to put your right hand on your left shoulder. And then your left hand on your right shoulder. And you're going to squeeze and you're going to sing the song that goes like this. I love you. A bush.
What in the hell is wrong
with you? A bush of land.
Who
in the hell?
I freaking love this girl.
Allie, she's a nut.
Because I
oh, no. That girl needs a hobby.
I love her. A bushel and a peck.
What a nut job.
Have you ever heard that song?
No, I hear you singing it.
I do sing it.
But I know it's from some movie, but I don't never seen
I
said
love it.
Movie. What movie is it from?
I don't have any idea.
Well, look it up. Bushel and a peck. What in the hell?
Yes. You know what, people? If you don't have people like that in your life, you need to get some.
Wow. No one calls and sings me voicemails.
Well,
Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie does sometimes.
Yeah, it's a Doris Day song. I
oh,
thought so.
Yeah. Makes sense that it would be a Doris Day
Absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Funny.
That's good. We need to call
it's
her
good that you don't answer your
her.
Phone, I guess.
Yeah, it's a negative.
You never
messages.
Answer your phone.
I don't. No, I don't. That's the best.
That cracked me up. Yeah, that was funny. Right on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That is great. That's a good way. Yes.
Yeah,
happy Friday.
Good. Happy Friday.
And if you are that friend, call someone and leave them a song.
Totally.
I love you. A bushel and a peck.
Yep, totally.
A bushel and a peck and a hug around your neck.
What is a bushel and what is a peck? A peck is a kiss. Mm. What's the bushel?
What's the bushel?
Like, is that like your pubic hair?
Maybe.
That would be the bushel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in Doris Day's day, it was probably...
It was a big bush.
It was the bushel. It was a shrubbery. A shrubbery.
Nee.
Shrubbery.
We are
that's
crazy.
Fun. Yeah.
We are crazy.
Yeah. We probably are crazy. Who wants to come over? You want to come over?
Everyone wants to come over.
The bushiest bush. That's ever done bushed itself.
That's ever been a bush.
The bushiest bush that's ever bushed the top of your head.
It's funny. Some bushes are really tight, and then some bushes are really wispy.
Well, you know, everybody gets their own bush. There's a juniper. There's the Douglas fir.
There are.
The Fraser. That's the bald in the middle.
Oh, I love it.
That was funny.
Made yourself laugh hard.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That's great.
Think of all the different actor bushes there are.
Actor bushes.
Oh, yeah, the Will Ferrell. Like, with the...
It'd be a giant curly fro.
Exactly. The Will Ferrell. The Fraser. Yeah. Right there in the middle. Who else? Who's got a mohawk? I'm trying to think of somebody with a mohawk.
A few select get the burning bush. That's funny, Amber. That's funny.
Exactly. Oh,
and those, you got to be careful with
those.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's nothing to be joking about.
They're fiery.
They'll get you. That's not something to be trifled with.
No.
Burning bush.
It's not.
No. Heck no. What are you doing?
I'm putting that in your cup.
You took your ice right out of your cup and shared it with me.
Absolutely.
You're so nice.
You're my friend.
You're a nice lady.
I like to share with my friend.
I like sharing with you.
That's good.
Good with
Because we share really good things together.
We do.
I would like to share something with you later.
Will you?
It's like a bushel and a peck.
It's like a bushel and a peck. Why haven't we found it yet?
Oh,
I guess
I'm
what
sorry.
I should do.
Yeah. You're plugged
I should find
in.
It. I should definitely find it.
You are
Take this,
in.
YouTube. We're going to do this bushel and a peck.
Okay.
What are they going to do?
YouTube?
Yeah.
Take our video down. That's all they ever do.
Yeah, they'll just take the video down.
Until you do it so many times.
Then they don't care. Oh, you think I'll get thrown off? They have changed their policies. Consumer user policies. Whatever.
Policies.
I'm doing it. They pull down the video. They pull down the video.
Pull it down.
I will put the information for this song
pull
in the podcast notes. I do not own this song, obviously.
Right. Obviously.
It's the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, it's written by Doris Day. Anyone could sing it.
Are you sure it wasn't written by the Andrews Sisters?
Sure.
Wouldn't Andrew Sisters be before Doris Day?
No.
What the hell?
This is not the same one. I love you. A bump and in my sleep.
Yeah. I think a barrel and a heap. What's that? Like a drink and a heap of a bowl?
Yes.
A heap of cocaine?
No. This is the Andrews Sisters.
So, but the 50s there was cocaine Coca-Cola.
There was. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a
bushel and a peck, and you make my heart a wreck. Aww.
Make my heart a wreck.
A wreck.
And you make my life a mess. Make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness.
Oh,
a mess of happiness.
She growled at him.
I'm all you breathe, never, never leave me. I love you.
A How fun.
A That's absolutely right.
Make my heart erect. That's what she said. Make my heart erect.
Yes.
Exactly. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are down to our last couple minutes.
We are exposing you to things you didn't think you'd be exposed to.
This is a great little song.
I told you.
I wonder how much it would be to buy the rights to it.
I don't know.
Probably not too much.
Is it Anderson Sisters?
Yeah. That's great. Andrews.
We'll find out.
Andrews.
Andrews Sisters.
Well, Andrews Sisters, they wrote it in 1953, covered by the Andrews Sisters, originally introduced musically in Guys and Dolls. So Doris did not write it. It was written by Frank Loesser and licensed to Orchard Music, not me.
Do 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 do.
Yeah. So it's from the movie Guys and Dolls. Or is that a play?
It's a movie.
It's a movie?
It might be both, but it's a movie for sure.
What do you think it was first?
Probably a movie. I don't know.
Beautiful. Well, that does it for us, I think.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're 2 minutes out.
2 minutes till the end?
Yep.
Aww.
2 minutes till the end, and this live broadcast of the beautifulness is over. Enter the live studio. No one called us to even try out the phones.
Well, listen.
Because we screwed it up so bad last time. They're like, I ain't trying it. It makes me feel bad.
We're working on it.
It works. I wish someone would have called. Snap.
It's 2 minutes.
There's 2 minutes to call to someone. Just try it for the love of Pete.
Or Mike, or Dave,
or Chris. For the love of Dave.
Right.
All right, well, whatever.
Just love for you. Happy love Friday. Of it. Happy Friday, everybody. And again, if you want a Christmas card,
yep.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. And if you just want to tell us something funny, want to hear something that you want us to talk about, let us know.
Yeah.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to send us a recording of you singing an uplifting and exciting song, we will play it on
Absolutely
our podcast.
Absolutely, we yep will.
Just record right an MP3 and send that right through an email.
Because we love you all. A yep bushel and a peck.
A bushel and a peck.
And
you
a
make my heart a wreck. Oh. Well, it does different things to us.
You know,
you're a girl.
You know.
And I'm a boy.
Different things.
My heart does different things than yours.
I get erect.
In your heart?
Sometimes. It's a heart boner. You never know.
Love boner. That needs to be a song. Write that down.
Love boner.
Love boner.
What?
I'm sure there's a
don't
song.
Don't you write a song right now, do
don't
we?
You write no love boner song. All right, we have to write a riddle and a love boner song now.
Okay.
I love it.
I do too.
We're doing so many good things with this podcast.
So
thank
many
you everyone who popped in today. I hope that you followed us at the same time. That way you get your heart on.
That's right.
While you listen to our podcast, we'd love for you to get your heart on.
That's right. That is right.
And remember
a
to be nice to everybody.
Be nice, people.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.